What's up, everybody? This is Rise to the Mission podcast, where you're encouraged, motivated, and challenged in the Word of God, and also in life. This is a good podcast to listen to when you're waking up, when you're working out, or before you go to bed. Without further ado, hope y'all enjoy this podcast, and if you do, check out my mom's ministry page at amberbrownministries.com, and let's get straight into it.
Well, God bless you all, and welcome to the first episode of Rise to the Mission podcast. I'm your host, Amber Brown. Wow, I'm just excited, and I'm thankful, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and I am going to rejoice and be glad in it. You are going to rejoice and be glad in it. The Bible says, for us not to become weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And I'm telling you, we should not despise the days of small beginnings. You know why? Because we are going to reap when it's harvest time. And so I know that some of you are waiting and waiting and waiting for that time to come, and it hasn't happened yet. And you've been praying, and you've been fasting, and you've been asking God, when is this time going to come for me? Well, let me tell you something. That time is close. And it's not always going to be reaping financially, but it's going to be reaping spiritually. And emotionally. Amen. It's going to be reaping souls. And that is my mission. Rise to the Mission podcast is all about reaching the lost. Is all about bringing that backslider home. Is all about reaching that person that feels like giving up. So I am thankful that you all have joined with me on today. I tell you, this is the hour. The time has come for you to be charged, for you to be challenged, for you to rise up in all the things that God has for you. And I speak healing over you. I speak increase over you. I speak deliverance over you in the name of Jesus. I speak that the chain breaker, the Holy Ghost, will surround you every single day that you wake up, every single night that you fall asleep. I pray that God be with you, because God is for you, and He will never leave you nor forsake you. The Bible says that the greater one lives on the inside of you. Says that all things are possible if you only just believe. That miracles, signs, and wonders follow the believer. That you do not have to chase them down, but by God, they chase you down. They chase you down because you are a seed that has been planted by God. Everything that's on the inside of you is going to grow if you allow it to. A seed can only grow if it's planted in good soil. It can only grow if the right person knows how to take care of it. It can only grow as it gets watered and taken care of and watched after and attended to. And I'm here to tell you on today, to get this podcast going, that Rise to the Mission Ministries is all about rising above everything that has tried to kill you. The enemy thought he buried you, but really he planted you. Come on, somebody. Say, he really planted me. I'm going to use everything that the enemy thought that he could take away from me. I'm going to use that to pray and to seek God. I'm going to use that to continue moving forward. Because God is not going to allow me to die spiritually. The Holy Spirit is always there to provoke you to good works. We are to provoke one another to good works. And right now, you who are listening, there is so much on the inside of you, so much still yet to be seen. No eye has seen, nor ear has heard, neither has it entered the hearts of man what he will do for those that love him. Do you love the Lord? My sister, do you love the Lord? My brother, do you love the Lord? Are you thankful on today? Are you reaching out to him and saying, thank you, God, for another day? You have survived what many have died in. And I encourage you on today to seek him, to be thankful, to see what is on the inside of you, your why, your reason, your purpose under the heaven, to bring kingdom on earth. The Bible says, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And that is what we are going to do every week, is read the word. And I'm going to teach and prophesy and bring healing and deliverance, not by my might, not by my power, but by his spirit that lives on the inside of me. The same spirit that rose Jesus from the grave. The same spirit that is going to raise you from your grave, whatever grave that you have been in, whatever doubt and shame and regret that you have been living in. This is the day that you rise. This is the day that you say yes to a better you. This is the day that you say, God, I will get up from this, and I choose to walk with you, and I choose to follow you, and I choose to give you glory, God, in the good times and in the bad. I am choosing on today, Father, for you to help me, for me to surrender to you, to give you all that is within me, because it is in you that I live and that I move and that I have my being. God, on today, we just glorify you in all that you have done, not just in what you've done, God, but who you are. You have been our healer, and we praise you. You have been our deliverer, and we praise you. You have been the one and only that has set us free, God, and we praise you for it right now. You are God Almighty. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end, God. And Lord, we serve you. We put you at the head of our life, God, glorifying you. I say thank you, Lord, for our testimony. Thank you, God, for the test that has given us the testimony. Thank you, God, to all those, Lord, that have looked to you, Father, instead of completing suicide. Lord, we give you glory. Thank you, God, for all those that are sober and free of addiction. Lord, we thank you for recovery. God, we thank you for healing the wounds, Father, the voids of those that have been sexually abused and physically abused and mentally abused, God. Lord, we thank you for it. God, we thank you that your word never returns void unto you, but it is always accomplished. You always look for it to be accomplished in us, God. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch every mind of those that are listening. Lord, and I bind up the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. And I loose forth the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Because you see, my brothers and sister, fear has crept in. Fear has caused you to want to give up and want to throw in the towel. But not today. Not today. God had a plan for you. And you turned on this podcast. And I'm telling you what, God wants you to rise. Let me take care of it, daughter. Let me take care of it, son. And let me show you just how mighty I can be. Because he cannot take something from you that you do not give unto him. If you do not let it go, he will never be able to take it. It's like a grip. And there are things that have gripped you. But today, you are choosing to rise. You're choosing to let go of all those things that have hurt you and that have caused you to fear and that have caused low self-esteem and low self-worth. Relationships that you need to let go of because they're not healthy. They're toxic. A job that you need to let go of because God is calling you for more. A friendship where they take from you more than what they give. Come on, it's time to let go. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm telling you, God is on your side. God is on your side. He will never give you anything that you can't handle. He will never go in a place where he's not there. There's never a time, even during the test, when the teacher is quiet. He's always watching. So on today, make a commitment to say, God, I give you my life. Save me. Free me from my past. Forgive my sins, God. I believe that Jesus Christ, that he died, that he was buried, and that he rose on the third day. I believe that he's taking my sins from me right now. I believe that he's coming into my heart and that he's changing me and that he's going to create in me a new creature. The old things have passed away, and behold, all things are made new. Every week, I'm going to be challenging you and encouraging you because I want to fuel you. I want to fuel you for your destiny. I bless you in the name of Jesus. It's an honor to have you join me on today. In this podcast, you are going to learn, love, discover, magnify, and proclaim the goodness of the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ and the power of his spirit that works in you each and every day. Remember, your past does not define you, but it just gives meaning to your future. Understand that the person that you are destined to be is the person that you decide to be. Because it's not about where you've been, but it's about where you're going. So on this day, God is calling you forth to set your spirit on fire. Jesus rose so that you could too. And now it's time to rise to the mission.
Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. If you like to read, go check out my mom's books on her website, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble. Remember, never give up. God's got you.